Good morning and welcome to Inside Agriculture. I'm Farm Director Shauna Olson. Farmers and ranchers need quick passage of the current farm bill to help them weather these tough economic times. Michael Clements has more.
Farmers and ranchers need a new farm bill by the end of the month when the current law expires. The farm bill provides critical risk management tools such as crop insurance for farmers. Illinois Farm Bureau President Richard Giebert says farmers and ranchers need a farm bill now, not later.
There is a sense of urgency to get it completed. With all that we have in front of us today, with trade and tariffs and low commodity prices, big crops the last couple years, farmers need certainty that we're going to have crop insurance as a risk management tool in our toolbox.
Giebert says farmers use crop insurance like any other insurance policy to provide security.
We buy crop insurance like people buy a home policy. You don't buy crop insurance to have a claim. You buy it for the protection and the security to cover the large losses that you may incur.
Giebert says history shows the need to have a timely farm bill with a sound crop insurance program.
It's expensive to put a crop out. And if you look back to 2012, when throughout the Midwest we had the drought, there was a lot of indemnities paid and losses covered. Did it make us whole? Absolutely not. But it gave us the security that we can cover some of our input costs that we laid out earlier in the spring.
Michael Clements, Washington.
Recovery is underway in North Carolina after Hurricane Florence. The number of livestock lost to flooding is climbing in the aftermath. The North Carolina Ag Department says 5,500 hogs and 3.4 million poultry were lost due to the hurricane. In addition to damage on farms around the area, other reports include wind damage to hog farms as well as substantial road damage. That makes for a lot of logistical challenges for farmers to get feed to their livestock, electricity on farms, and just getting to the barn successfully to care for their animals. Smithfield Foods said just one of their 200 company-owned farms in North Carolina had floodwaters inundated the hog houses and the lagoon. The Smithfield processing plant in Terhill, North Carolina, is scheduled to ramp up production as roads become more passable. Sanderson Farms reported that 60 broiler houses and 4 feeder houses were all flooded. About 30 of the independent farms that supply Sanderson with birds are isolated by floodwaters and unreachable right now. That amounts to about 6 million birds that they can get feed to. Sanderson reports there was no damage to processing facilities, feed mill, or 2 hatcheries. Operations resumed at the feed mill on Monday and Tuesday at the processing plant. Much more ahead on Inside Agriculture. I'm Farm Director Shauna Olson. This is Ag Central.